Radio MD. RadioMD.com. Get healthy. Be healthy. Stay healthy. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You know, today they say that obesity has become a major issue, and I think most of us know that, you know, a lot of us are carrying probably a little weight that we shouldn't be carrying. Some of us are carrying a lot of weight, and some people are carrying huge amounts of weight. With the explosion of weight loss gastric surgeries that are out there, with every kind of thing in the world out there to help you control your appetite and change our way of eating, we're getting bigger as a nation. Obesity right now affects 38% of adults, 17% of children, and that's a statistic from the CDC. We need to know that we have to do something more than what we're doing. And it's not just about consuming good food. We have to make sure that our body is adaptive to these ways of eating and these healthier food lines that are out there. Because the fact is, we need to make sure that if we're chewing and changing our digestive foods and our body, and we're trying to change the way that we're living and the direction we're heading in, we have to make sure that our body is ready for those changes. And a lot of times, they're not. So we talk a lot about the standard digestive system. We talk a lot about the American diet that is out there. We talk a lot about, you know, being overweight. And we talk a lot about, you know, the things that are out there that might just help us feel a little better. How do you feel about the idea of us being addicted to processed foods? If you're eating a lot of packaged and processed foods and your diet is solely consumed in the form of a processed food diet, you know, 70, 80, 90% of the diet, you know, going off of that way of eating is probably going to set you into a digestive spiral. Our bodies have gotten so used to eating these foods that are empty calorie and loaded with preservatives and using all of the high amounts of hydrogenated oils and trans fats that our body has become adjusted along with our palates. When you go through a dramatic change and you have stopped eating a lot of the foods that are really no good for us and you start eating a healthier diet, expect withdrawal. Withdrawal symptoms come when people go off of chemical sodas, when they go off regular and diet sodas, when they go off sugar, when they go off processed foods. Your body does go through sometimes a lot of withdrawal. That's why you really want to flush your system out, make sure that you're doing some kind of exercise, and that you are replacing it with the best quality food possible. But we need to remember, we need to make sure that our body has the capability. Every year in January, people will contact me and say, okay, Jeff, I'm on my week two, week three, I'm eating a good diet, I'm going to the gym, I'm drinking water, I'm taking my supplementation, but I don't feel good. I don't feel any better at all, and I'm 3 weeks into this. I was expecting to feel great. Well, in our mind, we want that magic wand. You know that. We want to be able to put ourselves into a category where we're feeling instantaneously better than what we were before. And that will come. But the one question I ask them every year when I go through the same line of questioning that I go through on a yearly basis now for decades after the new year, did you help to fix and support your digestive system that you've been abusing for a long time? Are you taking a probiotic? Are you recolonizing the health of your digestive tract? Are you putting in a balanced quality probiotic to help your body accommodate and be able to deal with the new way of eating? Just because you're bringing in this healthy food, and kudos for doing that, doesn't mean you have the capability of being able to get the digestive process going that you need to have working, because your body might still be so compromised. You know, I have this visual that I love to use, and it's kind of like when you've been really unhealthy to yourself for a long time, and you've been eating all the bad foods, drinking all the bad beverages, woofing your food, eating in the car, eating on the go, eating late at night, and not getting any good fruits and vegetables and good healthy foods in your diet, nothing fermented, nothing good. When you switch over to a new way of eating, probably the small amount of digestive enzymes you have down there, you have to imagine them sitting in a lounge chair behind a plate glass window. And on the other side of it, all this beautiful green and healthy food and protein and complex, beautiful carbohydrates are falling in there. And they're sitting there saying, oh, I just wish we could get over there and start utilizing all this beautiful food. They can't get there, because this plate glass is in front of them. And that plate glass is the compromising of the gut that we have caused by our unhealthy eating. So to make things better, to break down the wall, to break down the glass, and to get the enzymes to be able to feed and nourish and rebuild healthy cells, we have to support it. And that's where the probiotics come in. A quality probiotic can make a dramatic difference in exactly how you're living, how you're absorbing, how you're digesting, and how your body is finally going to be able to benefit from this new healthy way of eating. It is more about the whole idea is putting yourself into a way of thinking that you might never have been in before. Sometimes we think that just the initial act of swallowing our food is all we need to do. We need to remember that our gut does not like junk food. It doesn't enjoy it. It can't break it down very well. There's not much for it to work on, and it has to go on a heavy-duty search to be able to find even a little bit of nutritive value in that food that you're eating. So for your gut bacteria to be able to be supported by quality bifidus and quality lactobacillus and to be down there and doing the job right and colonizing and building it every single day for another layer of protective bacteria, you have to be able to start using those healthy probiotics as soon as possible so that you can actually start getting the benefit out of a healthy way of eating. I mean, how depressing is it going to be when you finally decide to get healthy? And you're finally making the change, yet you don't feel any different because somewhere nobody told you, or you didn't ask, or you weren't told that you have to correct a digestive system that's been abused and compromised. Wouldn't that be just the craziest thing? It would be so depressing to be able to be doing finally everything right and not feeling any different. That's where probiotics come in. And that's where a quality probiotic makes a difference. Choose wisely, choose quality and integrity, and make sure that you are always doing the things that you need to do to make yourself as healthy as you possibly can. It truly is about choosing. And we have the availability of choosing today. We have the availability of being able to do these things, but we need to make sure that we are taking the time to really, I guess, put ourselves into a priority situation. Sometimes we don't even realize that we have problems. You know, if you're overweight, you know, and you're carrying that weight around your midsection, maybe you're dealing with things like irritable bowel syndrome or bloating or constipation or diarrhea, heartburn, reflux, gas, and other things that we probably don't even want to mention in public. More than 100 million Americans have digestive problems. That's a lot. And we don't even start to talk about the things like allergies. And then we don't even realize that by not nutrifying our body with quality foods, it weakens our digestive tract, but it also weakens our immune system. When your body is healthy, when you are eating quality food and digesting and assimilating those quality foods, your body is stronger so that it builds more defensive bacteria. It builds more defensive armies in the body to be able to deal with the things we come in contact with. And your immune system is able to combat and deal with things that, when we're weakened, we're not able to do. There are so many different kinds of bacteria that are out there. They say there are over 500 different species and up to 3 pounds of bacteria in our gut that forms this gigantic balance in there that helps to do everything from regulating hormones, helping our skin, helping our digestive process, excreting impurities and garbage and toxins, producing vitamins and the compounds that actually start to heal your body in a good, healthy way. It is what they call a healthy ecosystem. But for many of us, that healthy system is not as healthy as it could be. Now, an example would be somebody that's traveling and their digestive system is healthy and they're using their probiotics and they're heading in a good, healthy way of living and they go somewhere where parasites and unhealthy bacteria are very prevalent. Now, everybody there is going to be, you know, privy to these unhealthy bacteria and parasites. But how you react, how your body is able to deal with, process, detoxify, and cleanse these impurities out of your body really depends on how healthy and a state of health you were in to start with. If you're not in a healthy state of mind and your body is not in a healthy state of being, you're going to get sick. And we're going to get sick not just because we're coming in contact with this, but because we don't have the defense mechanisms in our gut to be able to do the things we need to do. We talk about the two brains, the brain in our cranium, in our head, and the brain in our gut. that actually is there to process and digest and assimilate and manufacture healthy, good quality preventive bacteria. You know, and I talk about the daily use of a probiotic because of the fact that it not only makes good sense, but it is essential for good health. When you don't have healthy bacteria all in your gut and all over the lining of the intestines, you are privy to reabsorption of unhealthy bacteria. It's kind of a different kind of way of looking at it, but if you think of yourself as a contractor building condominiums on a river, and let's say you, in the inside of your intestinal tract, you build a row of healthy bacteria, like healthy condos, if you will. Some of them will be sacrificed that day, leaving gaps where unhealthy bacteria can work their way back into the system. But the thing is, the next day you build another row behind it. And that if there was a space, the one behind it moves up into the front. And the next day, another row, and another row, and another row. And before you know it, you have rows and rows and rows of condominiums or colonized bacteria. So you have defense mechanisms. So as things naturally, within the course of digestion and elimination, and digestive problems and impurities and toxins and free radicals start to become sacrificed, there's one behind it to slide up into the front spot, keeping that protective lining and that fence, if you will, that protective fence that keeps your body healthy. These are very important things that we need to remember. But we have to think to ourselves, when do I start to make the change? Today. We don't get to put these on the back burner like we did when we were young. We don't get to think that we have plenty of time to build a healthy gut. Have you been to a gastroenterologist office today? They're loaded. They're loaded with people at all ages, from all demographics, men and women, all financial levels. It doesn't really matter because your unhealthy gut doesn't care where it is or who it's in. It just knows that it's going to rebel. Constipation, diarrhea, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, spastic bowels, you know, malabsorption. The gastroenterologists today are so busy they can barely keep up. Colonoscopies and endoscopies and things that are being done today just to find out what is going on. But we have to remember that something as easy as eating a better diet, having a quality probiotic every single day in our digestive system to build our body and to give us that protective mechanism is truly important. And it's not a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. But just like choosing your quality vitamins that are out there, all vitamins are not created equal. All probiotics are not created equal. Just like all cellular phones are not created equal and all computers are not created equal. Do your homework. Do your due diligence for your body. Choose wisely. Go to quality health food stores where you can actually work with people that give you knowledge. Tune into shows where you get the information to make better, wiser, healthier, more decisive decisions. And somewhere along the line, remind yourself every day, maybe it's in the morning when you get out of the shower and you're looking in the mirror and you kind of do that one over on your body and you're either jumping for joy saying, oh my goodness, all this good stuff is finally paying off, or oy vey, how did I get here? You know, what have I been doing? How did I let myself go? Who is that person in the mirror? But rather than dwelling on it, getting depressed, it just may be the motivating factor for you to say, okay, today's the day. I'm going to establish the, what does Natasha call it, healthy trinity way of living. Exercise, an amazing quality diet, and a good, solid, foundational, quality-made probiotic. You're going to drink more water. You're going to make sure that you're getting a better night's rest. You're going to chew your food. You're going to sit down at a table using utensils and actually eat your diet. If your diet is mostly in a paper bag next to you on the car, it's time for a reality check. We have the capability to live long, healthy lives. We have the availability of being able to be strong and healthy in the things we do every single day. But we have lost our priorities and our focus. We are more concerned about things that really don't make that much of a expediency for a focus and attention, like, you know, the simple things we do every day. Obviously, we have to work. We have to pay our bills. We have to do those things. But somewhere we lost how important it was for us to take a little bit more time to eat better, to take our supplements, to take our probiotics every day without missing, to chew our food, to sit down at a table, to not drink too much liquid when we're eating and drink plenty of clean, healthy water in between meals, and to look into things that might give us a better night's rest. Doesn't mean you need to run to the doctor for a pharmaceutical, not with the natural, amazing products that are available today for a better night's rest. We need to get up and get moving. We get so stressed and so into our routine, and our heads get so entrenched into the stress and the routine and the things we do every day. By the time we get home, we kick off our shoes and we sit down and our butt is in the dent of the couch and we're so comfortable and our hands on the remote and we're down. We're down for the count. We know we need to get up and get moving. We know we need to probably get up and prepare some dinner and do something good. It's quality, but we don't. We'll order out or go grab something and come home and eat right there on the couch or with a plate on our chest or in front of us or in front of the computer. And it's not that we become overly lazy. I think we've just become lack of focus. We know better. We're smart. We know what it's doing to us. We know that we're going to end up on medication or even worse than that with major health problems. But somehow our motivation has gone away. And I think the only way to do it is to jump in and make some changes and feel the difference, which will increase your motivation. And by getting your motivation going in the right way, you're going to feel better. You're going to start thinking, oh my goodness, I just left the house. I forgot to take my probiotic. I got to go back. You're going to start thinking about packing your lunch and knowing the food that you're eating every day. And when it's time to eat, you're going to concentrate on eating. You're going to chew your food and put your fork down and not be so busy typing and talking and doing all that that you don't even concentrate on the simple act of chewing. You're going to decompress and get into something, maybe meditation or yoga or Pilates or a gym class or an aerobics class or just taking our overweight dogs for a walk. Because my goodness, we're ruining their health as well. And they'll be happy to go. And you both might be going at a slow pace, but that's okay. You're moving. I saw this post on Facebook a couple weeks ago, and it was a picture of a very, very overweight man who was, you know, walking, running. It didn't show the pace, but you knew he was probably moving kind of slow. And at the bottom it said, I may be moving slow. I may be the last one to get there, but I'm still ahead of all the people sitting on the couch. And isn't that the truth? It doesn't matter the pace you're going. And if you're going to make changes, you want to make them one change at a time. That's great. But remember, you're doing it for yourself and for no one else. You're doing it for your longevity and your health and your quality of life. All too often today, we're living longer and being pharmaceutically band-aided and held together by pharmaceutical drugs. Our quality of life and our quantity of life are not guaranteed to be equal. We can live a lot longer today without having a quality of life. But I think we can move it a little closer together and more on a teeter-totter equal scale if we take the time to just do the basic foundation things that we need to do. Step away from the standard American diet. Shake it up a little bit. Bring color back to your plate. Start chewing your food a little bit better. Start broiling and poaching and grilling. Stir frying, get away from the breading, get away from all of the white-based foods. The only white foods that I think we should be eating is plain Greek or kosher yogurt with our own fruit and fibers and grains and chia and flax added to it, and cauliflower. Those are the only two white foods I think we should be eating. All the rest of it, white means barren, empty, and blank. It's like looking at a blank slate or a blank canvas. There's nothing on it. The beauty to a gorgeous painting is when the color is brought to the canvas. Or a big lump of clay, it only becomes art when it is sculpted into something that's beautiful. And I think that's what we need to do, is we need to focus on the beauty of our diet, and we need to remind ourselves every single day that without ourselves making the changes, we're not going to get there. But don't be overwhelmed. Make sure that you start with baby steps. Definitely quality diet, exercise, good sleep, and the best probiotic you can possibly get. Just that can change your life and bring you right back on path and on note. Remind yourself every day, whether it's in the meeting or the morning or the evening, that you deserve to be healthy. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page on RadioMD.com. I thank you for tuning in. Be well.